I was just going to say, what a great compliment to Lauren Daigle that people are confusing her with Adele.
Right?
Yeah. It's the best part of her career, the highlight right there. All right, so why we need to give Kelly Clarkson the award for the hardest working woman in show business? Just give this woman a prize. I'll tell you coming up in just a second. First, John Legend is officially my favorite. He drank too much wine while wearing a onesie this weekend and took to the stage to sing a version of All of Me that we've never heard before. He's a hot mess. He's singing I Give My All to Me, changing up the lyrics in a onesie. Now, his wife, Chrissy Teigen, tweeted that John got wine drunk and sang a song at Universal Studios on stage. They were at a Halloween event, and they were wearing matching onesies as the costume theme. And Chrissy said the whole joke was supposed to be that literally no one was watching or looking at the stage at all, but then he just walked up there in his onesie and was like, it's me, John Legend.
It's me.
He can pull it off. You know what happens when I get have too much wine and I start singing on a stage?
Ooh.
Yeah, security gets called.
Yeah.
It's not pretty.
Are you in a onesie?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. I think the most important part is you're not John Legend.
Yeah, I got to remind myself of that.
All right. Apparently, the holidays arrive officially on November 1st. So the holidays are here. Now, Mariah Carey is the queen, I should say, when it comes to the holidays. And she's decided that. She released a video that shows her going to bed in her Halloween costume on October 31st and then waking up like this.
It's time.
Oh my God.
She said we can officially start listening to that song now, and I agree.
That scream, she can still hit those high notes after all. Yeah.
All right, so Kelly Clarkson just started her new talk show this fall, as we know. She's a coach on The Voice, the best coach on The Voice, and she just added another job to the list. She announced a Las Vegas residency.
When I launched this show, I heard from fans everywhere who are worried I'd stop putting out new music and touring. Well, don't worry. I got you. I have a major announcement to make today. I've scored my very own residency in Las Vegas. Kelly Clarkson Invincible debuts April 1st. It's not an April Fool's joke, but it does debut April 1st at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino.
She's going to Vegas. Now, not saying I agree, but some people would say that getting a Vegas residency is sort of the end of your career, like the kiss of death.
I mean, I get depressed after being in Vegas for over 3 days as a tourist. I can't imagine like performing at the same casino night in and night out. And you also made a point that you're very accessible to fans as well. So there's the overexposure.
I think that is the part where people say it could be the kiss of death, is that you're not really like, it's not exciting to see you anymore because people can go anytime.
Right.
Every day.
That being said, I think it's so smart for these artists, especially with kids, to have some sort of normalcy,
to
be able to like live a normal life. The kids can go to school.
You're not touring.
You're not all over the world all the time. So I get it. And I don't think Kelly Clarkson's career is ending anytime soon.
Plus, you get depressed after being in Vegas for, you know, a couple days because you've lost a couple $100. She's making probably hundreds of millions of dollars. She's okay.
The paycheck is nice for these residencies, for sure. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're Celine Dion.